Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our text is the gospel lesson. So which is it? On the one hand, Jesus says to let our faith shine like light before us so that others may see our good works. And then, in the very same sermon, he says to beware of practicing our righteousness before others in order to be seen by them. So which is it? First, he wants others to notice us by our salt and light, but then he tells us to go pray in a room in secret and close the door. So I don't get it. I mean, for many people, the idea of religion is a private one anyway, between them and God, and therefore it's really none of your business. But then others are so obvious about their faith that it's almost embarrassing, always finding ways to use super pious language and wearing their beliefs on t-shirts and necklaces and rings. Is there one way better than the other? Is one way more righteous and therefore God-pleasing? If so, I'd like to know, because I'm kind of worried that Jesus says that my righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes if I want to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I do. So which way should I go? Should I take off my ring and go live in private, in secret, like a hermit? Or should I go out there proselytizing on every street corner and working in every soup kitchen so that everybody notices what a difference I'm making? Because this is an edict from God. Well, I think I'm pretty doomed. I mean, I do wear a ring. I don't wear it upside down like lots of pastors, but it's there. I wear a collar so everybody knows I'm a pastor, but frankly, I don't really always sound that pious. My everyday words aren't typically peppered with scripture. I yell at my kids. I'm sometimes lazy and unproductive. My mind and heart are sometimes consumed with evil thoughts of lust and greed, a desire to be recognized and rewarded, and an almost total inability to not be anxious and to be content. Does that sound like any of you? So I'm really confused here about what Jesus tells me about entering the kingdom of heaven. Are some of us just automatically in because, well, we're professional Christians or we go to church all the time? Or are we all doomed because we're such hypocrites? It kind of seems like appearance matters to Jesus here, or maybe it's motive. Maybe Jesus isn't giving us law, but he's just telling us how it is. He's saying, what good is it to believe God's promises if you then keep it to yourself? How will anyone hear the gospel if no one tells them or makes it known? We must be in the world in order to love our neighbor, right? So it simply won't do to hole up in a cave somewhere and live like a hermit. No, the problem is certainly motive. If I'm wearing this ring because I want everybody to see how pious I am and because they want everybody to see that I have enough money to have a ring like this, well, that's a selfish and unrighteous motive. If I pray out loud in long, wordy prayers so that everyone can see how holy I must be or how eloquent I am, well, that's a selfish and unrighteous motive. If I work in a food pantry or take a mission trip in order to meet women or to just be with my friends or to show everybody how loving and caring I must be, that is certainly selfish and unrighteous. The motive must always be the gospel, not my own self-fulfillment or self-gratification. The motive must always be Christ. And for that reason, we fail an awful lot. By nature, we are sinful and unclean. We confess that. By nature, we are selfish and self-righteous, even when we try to do good. Hey, look at me. Look at how selflessly I'm doing the dishes, or bringing this old can of something I didn't like anyway to the food drive, or giving money which I can deduct from my taxes later in the year. Look at me. Notice how I'm helping little old ladies across the street. Notice how I read the Bible today, and I prayed for my unbelieving brother. The world might be impressed. Your friends might be impressed. But God really isn't. You will not be able to be righteous enough on your own. You can't keep every dot and iota of the law for an hour, much less your whole life. You will at times lead others astray and make poor choices, give in to temptation, and think only of yourself. And that's why you need Jesus. That's what God wants from you, to hear and believe what he has promised. He wants you to hear the message of Christ crucified for your salvation, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And then your good works are pleasing to him. Then the selfish things that you do that incidentally help your neighbor are good works and not to your doom. And then your good works will be seen by others, and they will marvel at your faith. The Christian faith is a public faith. It's not hidden under a basket or hidden in the mountains. It's there for all to see. The heavens are telling the glory of God and his creation. The star proclaims that the king is here. The miracles manifest his divinity. God was very publicly born. It was announced from heaven. And God was very publicly executed on a cross for all the world to see. That he rose from the dead was not kept a secret from anyone. He showed himself to many. And he told everyone who would listen exactly who he is. The prophets told everybody that he was here, and Jesus fulfilled those prophecies. Even today, it's very public. We don't put Jesus under a basket. He's right there for us to see. We build church buildings with steeples and bells that announce our faith to the world. And we preach Christ crucified as we have our public liturgies, baptizing and teaching in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Even now, as we partake in the Lord's Supper, we make a public declaration of what we believe, teach, and confess. That you are a forgiven child of God. That you have been blessed with faith. That you've been given the gift of life. That his body and blood here today bring you to that faith and to forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. So the reality is, we can hardly help but show our faith. It can't be private. It must be seen and heard by what we say and do. Jesus forms us now. We are baptized into his name and heirs to his kingdom. We are in him and him in us. We are now born from above, and therefore we should be noticeably different from those born from below. Yes, we have freedom in Christ, but we also have a lot of weak brothers who are all too aware of our sin and are ready to pounce on every iota of an infraction that we make. We must be aware of our appearance. When we look at Jesus' statement as a law or edict, then it feels hopeless. It becomes impossible. But if we see it as a promise, you are the light of the world, then how could it be otherwise? You are, you just are. God made you that way. You are that light. It is God's doing, not yours, a work of the Holy Spirit, and the world will see that light and how it shines, whether for the gospel or for yourself, and whether you intend it or not. The world is not stupid. It sees through our shallowness and silly games. It sees our fighting and petty arguments and our passive-aggressive baiting. The world is all too aware of our shortcomings and sins, and the devil is just standing by waiting to exploit that. So don't pretend. Just be who you are. Be who you have become in Christ. Be the one who has been bespoken righteous by the strong word of God, the eternal word which creates and recreates. You have been forgiven and reconciled by the blood of the Lamb. You have been made holy and set apart for good works. Jesus has done that, and that is all. All you have to do is be. Give us lips, then, to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths that speak thy holy name. Alleluia, alleluia. May the light which thou dost send fill our songs with alleluias, alleluias without end. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.